the verb, a well-lit road into the weekend. Friday at 10 o'clock on Radio 3.
Ian McMillan, you can turn the light off now. Tomorrow night, an invitation to the Three Choirs Festival and a concert given by the 16. That's at 7:30 tomorrow evening. Next, Late Junction.
Tense and engaging new talent emerges fully formed, totally fresh, but so classic that you think you've been listening to them all your life. I'd say you're about to hear such a one now. This is Crystal Warren with a track from her new EP, A Time to Keep Love Songs. It's an early version of The Clod and the Pebble, her setting of a William Blake poem. She says it's a work in progress, but it already sounds pretty flawless to me.
Surely you heard that, boo-boo.
Drilling.
the drilling remix of Drilling an Ocean by Greer Gut Faction. That's a nom de plume for the collaboration between AGF and Gudrun Gut that grew out of their Lake Junction session, blossomed into an album, Bauchsteller, which in turn has spawned an album of remixes, Reconstruction. Well, nothing stands still. In fact, there's a brand new Lake Junction session tomorrow night, and you can hear Finn Peters, Tunde Jegede, and Yazid Fentazi on that one. And there's also a new album out by Jackie Oates. It's called Saturnine. You can hear her play songs from it live at Newport in the Isle of Wight next week on Thursday, 29th of September, and in London on Friday the 30th. But right here, right now on Lake Junction, this is Marrowbones, a traditional song which tells the tale of a pretty young woman from Oxford who thought she should do something about the fact that she loved her husband, but she loved another man twice as well.
Pretty young woman, and in Oxford she did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, and another man twice as well. So she went up to the doctor's shop to see if she could find anything at all that would make her all but blind. To me, Tiggery or a moral man, beware the lights of she. Tiggery or a moral man, the violent he can see. Just you get some marrow bones and put them on to boil, and when he sucks the marrow out, he won't see nothing at all. Well, the doctor wrote to this old man and told him what she spoke. The husband thanked him kindly and he said he saw the joke. Tiddery, tiddery, or a moral man, beware the likes of she. Tiddery, or a moral man, the blind man he could see.
Tiggery or a moral man, beware the likes of she. Tiggery or a moral man, the blind man he can see. Oh,
Lincoln's March. Starting off sounding very Sousa and slowly but surely stretching out. It's composed by Bryce Dessner, who writes, "It begins as the martyred president's funeral march, and a solemn and melancholy procession is gradually overcome by a more uplifting tone." My idea is that Lincoln's death symbolised much more than sadness. His legacy to this day continues to be very much a part of our present reality, our national identity and our hopes for the future. The levity of my musical ending suggests the idea that despite his untimely death, in the end, Lincoln may indeed have the last laugh. Let's hope so. Before that, we heard Gesualdo's madrigal, Baci Soavi e Cari, Sweet and Tender Kisses, performed by Delizie Musicae, directed by Marco Longini. Here's another vocal ensemble, the late 1950s version of The Impressions. This is a demo recorded in 1958, featuring the vocals of Jerry Butler and the vocals and guitar of Curtis Mayfield, who also wrote the song. He was but 16 years old at the time. I've Got a Girl.
Oh,
Flaming Flowers by Yoshiyuki Kawaguchi and the Kurikoda Quartet. I went to see the Kurikoda Quartet play while they were in London in May, and I witnessed four adept Japanese multi-instrumentalists, a stage strewn with around 20 instruments, and a series of intriguing cover versions of tunes from every conceivable genre. Those guys polished off Mozart and Led Zeppelin, and that was just the start. Their music left me smiling helplessly deep down inside, I have to tell you. On the other hand, the solo work of Adelita is darker and much more passionate. She's the frontwoman of the Australian indie band Magic Dirt, who once graced a Peel session. But this is a much more stripped-down sound. Just her voice, an electric guitar, and a pedal. This is Hot Air.
I'm a hot air balloon.
Appalachian Grove, a work created in 1974 by American electronic composer and music software inventor Laurie Spiegel. Here's an older musical creation recorded much more recently. In fact, last spring, the Cecil Sharp Project was embarked upon by eight luminaries of the UK's thriving folk scene. They included Jackie Oates, Jim Murray and Andy Cutting, and their mission was to create new work that would have a resonance and a relevance to the legendary folk song collector Cecil Sharp. The album was released at the start of this month, and it's not just new songs. They also recorded a medley of three of the great man's favourite found songs and called the track Cecil's Greatest Hits, Volume 1.
It's a rosebud in June and violets in full bloom, and the small birds are singing love songs on each spray. We'll pipe and we'll sing love, we'll dance in when each lad takes his last hold on the green grass. And it's all to plough where the fat oxen graze low. I can advise you and can advise you for to do is to take the babe all on your back and beg him for to go. And when the two are weary love, you can sit down and cry, and you'll curse the very hour you said no, fishes fly and swallows die. Young men will prove true. There's a herb in your father's garden, and some do call it rue. Ship of diverse places, long time she sailed along the sea. The weather being so uncertain drew her to great extremities. Nothing was left these poor souls to cherish. For want of food, they are feeble grown. Poor fellows, they will surely perish. They're wasted.
Okay, another track from Traddy Mods vs. Rockers. This time it was Mikachu and the Shapes, reinterpreting a Kanono number one tune, Masikulu. Staying with postmodernism, if that's what that was. Maybe that was post-world. Anyway, this is Contemporary Noise Sextet, a Polish band who play jazz apparently in a somewhat postmodern way. And they're posing an intriguing question in this year of radicalism and unrest. Is that revolution sad?
kita dinae ila ka aleng ilina iya.
Aho nua kita dina, nua kita dina dina. Aho aila ilina, aila ilina dina. Aho nua kita dina.
Singers from Kampung Wogo, Kekamatangolewa and Kabupaten Gada, which are villages on the Indonesian island of Flores. It's an island with a unique and thriving multi-part vocal tradition, which you could hear. That was Teke Song, part of a nighttime ritual of dancing and singing, with which they would celebrate an event like, say, the building of a new clan house. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you'd like to have the details of all the music I'm playing tonight, just look for the playlist online at the Lake Junction homepage, where you'll also be able to listen again to this programme at any time of your choosing over the next 7 days. I'm still surfing the wave that hit me when I saw Alina Ibrahimova play solo at the Manchester Festival this summer. Here she is playing the sarabanda from Bach's Partita No. 2 in D minor.
Swim back down guess I should open another bottle of wine, light another cigarette, and turn the record over and play the song.
I'm on Fire by Stateless, an alternative rock band on a continual quest for the music of the spheres. Last week they were playing a gig with the Balanescu Quartet, but on that song they were joined by Shara Warden, who's better known as My Brightest Diamond, and as it goes, she is one of my favourite new artists. Rai Kood is a man who started out playing with an avant-garde blues band run by a man they call Captain Beefheart. And you can hear that the blues are still one of his driving forces on this track from his new album, Pull Up Some Dust and Sit Down, which seeks to shed light and sanity in this time of uncertainty and confusion. John Lee Hooker for President.
Town people, I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I heard a lot of people talking about the White House. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, "Man, what's shaking?" They said, "Look, man, you can't come in here. This is where the president hang out. What you want?" I said, "Look, man, I'm John Lee Hooker. I sing the blues." They They said, the president don't have time for the blues. I said, look, man, everybody got to have the blues sometime, no matter where you're from or where you're at. So I decided to make a run for president. Yeah, I know everybody got the blues, cause I'm in touch with them when I sing. It's my life. I got the number one record in Detroit right now, and it's called Boom Boom. Yeah, it tells a tremendous story. These lyrics are something else. I want you to dig it and pick up on it. And every time you hear boom, boom, that's a dollar change. I don't need your money because I finance my own campaign. I ain't for sale. I keep a fat back roll in my pocket, baby, big as a hay bale. Yes, sir. Now I want everybody to know I'm strictly copacetic. I ain't Republican or Democratic. I got a new program for the nation. There's gonna be groove time, a big sensation. Every man and woman gets one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, three times a day if they stay cool. And little chillings gets milk, cream, and alcohol two times a day if they stay involved in school. Now boogie chillin'. Yes, sir. Time. Now I want nine fine looking women sitting on the Supreme Court. Their big legs, their tight skirts drive me out of my mind. When I need a judgment, they're gonna give it to me right on time. They call me on the phone saying, Johnny, we disagree on which one of us you like the best. I said, honey, you're all equally fine under the law. Yes, sir. Now I'm sharpening up the date. Jimmy Reed, Vice President, little Johnny Taylor, Secretary of State. I got the foreign policy numbers, 444. Domestic spending going up, continental clothes, Stetson hats, everybody's on the dance floor. All you backbiters and syndicators, hear what I say. Now, I ain't gonna stand for no trash talking, double dealing. If I catch you messing around the White House while I'm there, I might cut you, I might shoot you. I just don't know. And there's one point I really wanna prove. If you vote for John Lee Hooker, you're gonna groove. Don't be fooled by the Republican. Don't pity the Democratic. Vote John Lee Hook and everything gonna be mellow, knocked out, copacetic. It's some old rainy day.
from his solo piano album Autumn Fires and Green Shoots, that was Django Bates playing Autumn Leaves, Autumn Fires, and taking us almost to the end of Lake Junction for tonight in a very seasonal manner. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow, but let's fill the sliver of time with which we're left with joy and light. Firstly, Plum Blossom, the sound of the tin in the hands of Professor He Si Han playing a folk melody from the Suzhou region of China, followed by a final track for tonight from Crystal Warren, Tuesday Mornings, which she again insists is but an early version rather than the definitive one. It'll certainly do for me. Good night. Thank you.
She gives me a smile, as it's been a while since lovers have met. We talk of the past and nervously laugh. There are things that we'd rather forget. If I have a friend, I'm suddenly shy. She lives in Connecticut, shares a pad with some dude she met. He's a lucky guy. But I remember living for her.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night, which starts today with a Verdi opera. This is a concert performance given in May in Paris of one of his early works, I Due Foscari, based on Byron's dramatic poem, The Two Foscari. Set in the mid-15th century, it tells of the Doge of Venice, Francesco Foscari, and his exiled son Jacopo, who's already framed for the murder of a rival, and now, in the opening scene, on trial again for his dealings with foreign powers. His wife, Lucrezia, is determined to defend him. Her servants persuade her not to pander to their enemies, but when she's told that the court has shown him mercy, her fury erupts once more. After a scene where the council members also consider how mercifully they've treated Jacopo, we meet the aged Doge himself. He muses on his duties towards the state and his feelings towards his son, a conflict which he then has to defend when his enraged daughter-in-law bursts in. In Act Two, Lucrezia visits her weakened and delirious husband in prison to tell him of his exile. The Doge joins them to bid farewell, and Jacopo draws some comfort from his father's love for him. The law must take its course, though, as it does in the final scene of the act, where the court confirms its sentence. Jacopo is sung by Ramon Vargas, Lucrezia is Manon Ferbel, and the Doge is Anthony Michaels Moore. Daniele Caligari conducts the Radio France Chorus and the French National Orchestra. Acts 1 and 2 of Verdi's I Due Foscari.
¶¶ tutti